102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 616. Foggy out there now. We'll update the roads in a few minutes with Ted. This story is, it's getting around. It's a man's dying wish. He's 32, has cancer, is not expected to live much longer. In fact, not until December 18th when Star Wars, the new movie, The Force Awakens, comes out. And he's asking, could I please see the movie before I die?
They gave him until July, and he's still going, right?
Yep.
Dude, I'm telling you, play the news clip, but I'm never going to happen.
No, not really a lot of commentary from J.J. Abrams or the movie people yet.
No, J.J. Abrams is a pawn. J.J. Abrams is just a director. The decision of whether you want to let this guy see that movie is way above J.J. Abrams.
Here's the news story.
Daniel Fleetwood has been a Star Wars fan from the time he was 8 or 9 years old. 12 years ago, he was even the subject of an article in his hometown newspaper for camping out for tickets. His greatest hope now is also his dying wish to see the latest installment of the movie before he passes away.
Judging by how progressive the disease has gotten in the past 2 months, I really don't think that I'll be able to make it.
The Force Awakens is scheduled for nationwide release on December 18th. Back in July, Daniel's oncologist gave him only 2 months to live from a rare form of connective tissue cancer called spindle cell sarcoma. By that count, Daniel should have already passed away, but believes he's hanging on to see the movie.
I just love Star Wars. I mean, with everything I got, I love Star Wars.
Daniel is in hospice care at home now, spending as much time as possible with his wife, Ashley, and hoping beyond all hope to see that Star Wars film before time runs out.
I really don't think that I'm going to make it. Please do what you can. Help me.
I gotcha. And Mark Hamill's behind it, and Mark, they're trying to get the whole thing. Do you understand there are billions of dollars at stake with this movie? Billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, they're not at stake anymore. They're going to make the money. It's guaranteed they're going to make the money.
Nothing is guaranteed.
Than Star Wars?
If this guy puts something out there that this movie sucked, or so-and-so dies, or this one's the father, or whatever it is. I got you. You want to say everything is automatic. I get it. But the bottom line is, Disney owns Star Wars. Disney is a publicly traded company.
Yeah.
There is way too much at stake on this one movie for them to be like, all right, we'll bring it over to your house. unless they went to him and said, listen, you're dying anyway.
Yeah.
If we'll let you watch it, but we get to pull the plug on you as soon as the movie's over. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way they can get away with it. That's the only way they could possibly do it. And we both know Disney's not going to kill a cancer patient.
No, they're not going to do that. It's to bring a DVD to his DVD to his house, let him see it once and walk out with the DVD.
You got to walk out with. You got to walk out with every electronic device he has.
Mm-hmm.
If he decides to tweet, if he decides to go on Facebook, if he does anything on YouTube about it afterwards, anything.
But if he's negative, everyone's gonna be like, "F that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Must be the drugs."
I guarantee, dude. There's too much. Billions of dollars.
No, I didn't see it.
Literally billions of dollars. Yeah. You wouldn't let him see it. If you were running Disney, you wouldn't let him see it. You'd want to let him see it.
Yes.
Of course. I would love for this guy to be able to see it before he dies.
One man private screening.
Yes. Great.
It'll be cruel
to
watch half of it.
It'll never, ever happen.
We watch the first half. If you live to December 18th, then you get to see the second half.
I get it. I get the warm and fuzzy, and I get everybody wants to make this guy's dream come true. I get it. It's like, Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of stuff.
It's just so big, it doesn't seem like he could. I mean, what could he ever? Could he bring down a Star Wars movie? It's just not possible. Let him look. Doing a nice thing for this guy.
Dude.
Who does not put up a convincing case, by the way, in his words.
You know the reality.
I really want to see it.
Yeah, you know the reality of the thing, though. There's billions of dollars, and it's publicly held.
Yep. 620. It's foggy out. Ted has a Rhodes. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. 624. We were just talking about the guy who's a 32-year-old guy with cancer. He's a huge Star Wars fan, and he's just kind of, he's been on the news and everything. His wish is to see the Star Wars movie before he dies, which is probably going to be well before December 18th. He hasn't died yet, but it looks like he's not going to make it. I don't know. It seems like Star Wars is so big it wouldn't hurt it, but JP's got a good point. There are billions of dollars at stake. It's a big thing. East End Jeremy, what do you got? Go ahead.
I think they might do it, man. Why not, right? I mean, come on.
Because if you feed one stray cat...
I gotcha.
You can't. Dude, you can't. There's too much. There's too much.
You're right. But we're in a world of making everybody happy. That social media is a powerful, powerful thing, man. Don't ever underestimate how much.
That's the problem. That's the problem. If this guy sees the movie and says that movie sucks and social media gets, it sucks and here's why, and the Star Wars people believe him, it's over.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You know what I'm saying? I get it, dude. Trust me when I tell you I get it. I would love for this guy to get his dying wish. I really would. No.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
No. You know, this is not like the next Fast and Furious movie or anything like that. This is
now that's when he could bring down with a bad with a bad review.
This is Star Wars. It's what, Brett?
Which is untouchable.
Yeah, it's too big.
You know, it.
One man can't bring it down.
You say it, and I'm not saying
even the three bad prequels.
I'm not
made billions of dollars.
Dude, I'm not saying that it's not untouchable. I'm just saying they can't go with what if. They can't. They can't.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double shot Thursday.
What was the cost to even make this thing? It had to be $500 million?
Pretty close.
Right?
Down. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double shot Thursday. First one from Van Halen at 6:29. If you're just waking up, we're talking about the guy who's a Star Wars fan, terminally ill, just wants to see the movie before it comes out December 18th, because he's probably not going to live that long. It seems like one guy, you could just do it. Star Wars is a big franchise, can handle it. No matter what he says or does afterwards, JP's like, listen, there's a lot of money on the line. No way.
No. On a publicly traded company? With billions of dollars at stake?
Hey, B.A.B., go ahead.
J.P., I see exactly where you're coming from. It's billions and billions of dollars at stake. What happens if they just go to this kid's house, give him a screening, but he has to sign something saying if he does anything like that, everything will get taken away from his family?
So, right, so it's no punishment to him. It's to his family who will survive after him.
And he would never do that to his family.
That's you don't even bad. Know. I don't even know if he's got a family. I have no idea what his situation is.
I think he has a wife, maybe a kid or two, something like that. I don't know. Maybe in the newscast I heard that. Ah, that could carry some weight.
That would be a good idea.
Dude, there is nobody.
You're evil, and that's a pretty good idea.
Listen, think of it like politics. When there's some big decision, nobody wants to go anywhere near it because if it backfires, it's on them.
Their name is on
that's
it.
The CEO true. Of
nobody
Disney.
Wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
You're right. All right, and who's going to put their name on it? I mean, it's a good point.
I know.
But if it's as a group, maybe they send a DVD over, he watches it, takes it back, and it's like a secret kind of thing, dude, and the guy passes away, and they're like, we let him see it.
Dude, they don't even allow those movies to be reviewed before they come out.
They're Disney. They can make it happen.
But they...
They can do it.
I'm done talking about it. It's 99.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Double shot Thursday. You say... From here, baby. And I don't care where I'm going. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 6:33. Foggy this morning. Ted will update the roads in a minute. If you're just waking up, we're talking about the Star Wars guy. Well, the fan who's 32 years old, has cancer. He's probably not going to live until December 18th when Star Wars opens. And all he wants to do is see the movie. It's like his dying wish. The thing is, he has actually lived past the point at which doctors originally said he would. So, I mean, there's no guarantee he's not going to live till December 18th, but it just seems like a nice thing to do for a guy who's very sick and a big fan. But so far, I mean, everybody, JP said, no way, there's too much money on the line. And that seems to be the train of thought. Let the guy die. He can't see Star Wars. Good morning, VAB. What
is that exactly what I said?
I think that's what all you guys are saying.
No, it's not.
Let him die.
No, it's not.
VAB, go ahead. What do you got?
Maybe. Listen, I agree with JP in the fact that, you know what, it's not self-contained because there's no way they could do all this media blitz and just bring this DVD to the guy's house without family, friends, neighborhood, and all the media crap. Two, if they were to fly him out or something, he's in hospice care, so he's going to have nurses, immediate family. So there's just too many mouths to contain anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be a private show, and they can't prop him up in a booth and just watch a DVD.
I think that's easy. DVD player, TV in his room where he's sick. Let him watch it. Close the door. Disney people stand outside the door. Why is that so tough?
I'm not saying it's, dude, they don't, I'm not saying it's not easy. I'm just saying it'll never, ever happen.
I think it should happen, but I don't think it's going to happen. I just think it's too much risk. Too much risk and not enough reward.
Right. Here's the thing. They don't need the warm and fuzzy on it. They don't need it. All the people that have talked about this movie for how many months before it came out? It's still not coming out for another month and a half. And they've done zero press for it. All they did was put a trailer out. Boom, here it goes. It's on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
And I hate to say it, but I wonder how many other people's lives that missed their dream is just to see that movie. There's probably people that are, there are probably people in their 40s that are still sleeping in Star Wars beachy pajamas.
Right.
Of course there are.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, they probably have other requests from people who are maybe going to die before the movie comes out. They probably have a bunch of them.
And they didn't spend all that money to make that movie to let them watch it on a DVD player.
Well,
he's got to be full sound. It's got to be everything. You know,
Well, I mean, maybe that's not part of his request. Maybe he just wants to see and see how the story goes. Does he need it in full sound, 3D?
Right, because you know what Star Wars IMAX fans want? They want it stripped down to bare bones.
The guy's going to die. Wait, he wants to see it. Maybe that's a compromise.
Listen, dude.
DVD, mono sound, right, black and white.
I know you want to fight the other side.
I think it would be a nice thing, and he can't take down the movie. He can't do it.
I think it would be a nice thing, too. And I don't think he could take down the movie, either.
Well, there you go.
But they're not. It'll never, ever, ever happen.
We'll see if the pressure can come to bear due to all the social media, and will it stay this way? Maybe the guy passes away, and they never have to make the decision.
I'll bet you 100.
100 on what?
Right now, that they don't let him see it.
Well, I think it's very possible they don't let him see it, I think they should.
Then here's Ted with the rose.
It's 6:37. What's up, Ted? Dead guy coming up at 6:50. Go ahead, buddy.
Very foggy this morning, and we've got a slow go here on the Southern State westbound. Heavy as you make your way from Route 109 down to the Bethpage Parkway, and then a lot more traffic.
6:41, Roger and JP. Before we get to the stuff you need to know, we have a guy on the line with an opinion on a Star Wars fan. The guy's got cancer and just wants to see the movie before December 18th because he's probably not going to make the date. No word yet on if it's going to happen, but I mean, JP's got a point. There's a lot of money invested. They'll never do it. I feel like they could do it. It would never hurt Star Wars, but you know, that's why we have opinions. Hi, BAB. Go ahead.
I'm with Roger. I think they should let them see it. And now let me ask you one question. When you're dying, what's your main concern? Your family. If they offered them $100,000 or something and you can't say anything until after the showing, wouldn't you want to die knowing your family's getting $100,000 and I just don't tell you how?
So wait a second.
That's a great offer.
So wait a second. Now you want Disney to not only show them the movie, but to pay them $100,000 to show them the movie?
To not talk.
Hey, look at how much publicity they're going to get for free with the media.
Listen, don't say anything. We'll take care of your family after you pass. We'll give them $100,000. I mean, how great is that? That's a good idea.
You would never ever think of saying anything.
You're all smoking crack.
My family had something coming to them.
You're all high. They're going to pay him $100,000 to show him the movie.
Right.
Okay. Let me tell you.
It's such a Disney thing to do.
I'm going to teach you how corporate America works in about a nanosecond. Get as much for as little. They're not spending an extra $100,000 on this guy. For what? Dude, stop it. Why am I even entertaining this?
6:42. Time for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by Bright Bay Mazda. Here's Ted.
A man is dead this morning in Bellport following reports of gunshots a little before 1 a.m.
WBAB Double Shot Thursday. First one from Allison Chains. It's 6:47. Roger and JP. Yeah, the Star Wars guy, 32 years old, has cancer, a big fan, wants to see the movie. And so far, no word from Disney or anybody as far as if he's going to be able to see it. If there's a hint, he might. He wants to see it before December 18th because he's not going to live that long. A man's dying wish. And he's got hashtag Force for Daniel is what it's called on Twitter. It's a growing movement to try to let him see it. Good morning, BAB. What's up?
Listen, I think they should show him the movie, but because he's such a big fan of the series anyway, he's going to love it even if the movie does stink.
Yep.
And think of all the positive publicity they're going to get. But as far as legally, they couldn't take anything away from his family. I wouldn't think they'd give him anything either.
No, dude, but they don't need any publicity. That's the thing.
I know, but take the negative publicity they'll probably get if they don't do it.
They're not going to.
I mean, I don't know. It can't hurt.
And you know what? It'll last. The negative publicity will last for a day. And then people forget it even ever happened.
And go see the movie again.
Or even what? You know how they'll get rid of all the negative publicity? They'll release a second trailer.
Yeah,
and people will lose their minds again.
Disney makes dreams come true. Come on.
Right. I think it's got that Disney feel to it if they can pull it off.
Roger, stop.
It makes a lot of sense for their brand. It does.
But it's not losing billions, risking billions does not make a lot of business sense.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
This is not Kevin Smith making a movie in his house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is Disney. This is a movie that probably cost close to $1 billion to make, $500 million to make.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP, Double Shot Thursday. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP, Double Shot Thursday. Couple from Alice in Chains. It's 6:52. Fog this morning. Cloudy today. High of 70. We're talking about the Star Wars guy with cancer. He's 32 and just wants to see The Force Awakens before December 18th because he's about to pass away. What do you think? 955-WBAB. Let's get it. We've been taking calls for a little while. Let's get another guy in here. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're never going to do it. They're never going to give it to him. Because if they do that, you're right. There's going to be people coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, you know, my kid is sick, or my brother is sick, or my mother is sick, and a big fan.
Yeah.
And then they can't be running all over the place showing copies. But with that being said, there are copies because there are discs that are out there to the people that vote on the Academy,
yep.
And these films get out there. I mean, how many times is the little Oriental lady with the movies, the bootleg movies come in, and you got, you know, it says property of whatever movie studio it is. Those are Academy copies that get out somehow.
Yeah.
So when you get closer to the date of release, you'll find bootlegs out there because there's people all the time trying to hide these things.
Yeah, probably not yet, but much closer, yeah.
Don't you have a friend who does security for movie companies like this?
Yeah, for Marvel.
I'm telling you, this thing is under lock and key, armed guards, laser beams, sharks with lasers on their heads, dogs, you know?
It's not getting out.
There's military personnel involved. They are not getting this thing out for any reason until December 18th.
Well, there is a lot of security.
That thing is in a vault.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and you know, actually, I think he does work for Disney, too, because he did some Marvel's movies haven't gotten out in a while, and he came up with some sort of system, and I think now he's doing the same security system. All of them are using, like, the same system, though, until it gets hacked.
There's gorillas.
I think sharks with the lasers is what really keeps it on lockdown. Mm. That's a good idea.